From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House is hosting major players in gun policy, including the National Rifle Association. It's gathering proposals for gun control initiatives weeks after the mass shooting at a Connecticut elementary school. In Tucson, Arizona, police are destroying more than 200 firearms, despite objections from the NRA. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
The city of Tucson held a gun buyback, giving $50 in grocery cards for every weapon turned in. An NRA spokesman said there's no problem with that, but Arizona state law prohibited the city from destroying the guns. Instead, he said the guns should have been sold to firearms dealers to be put back in circulation or given away. The city said the law applies to seized or abandoned firearms, not those turned in voluntarily. So police sent 205 weapons to be shredded Tuesday afternoon. The NRA says it will work with the Arizona legislature to clarify the law and prevent future firearm destruction. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.
An investigation is underway into what caused the ferry crash in Lower Manhattan that injured more than 50 people, at least two of them critically. The accident occurred during morning rush hour.